Do you sometimes find it hard to get up in the morning and you just need that first cup of coffee before the day really gets going? I know that that's the case for me. And sometimes the saints are for us what caffeine is for me in the morning. I need that jolt that the saints give to me to wake me up, because as we live in a world like this, we can fall into a kind of spiritual lethargy or slumber. And today, the church invites us to remember one of the earliest of her martyrs, a man whose name was Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Ignatius, he lived in Syria, but was called by God and out of his obedience to God to go all the way from Syria to Rome, where he was then martyred around the year 110 AD. And indeed, we have that wonderful reading from St. Paul in Romans chapter 1, where he says, "I am not ashamed of the power of the gospel." St. Ignatius was not ashamed of the power of the gospel either. And around the year 107, Trajan, who was the emperor at that time, was actually in Syria, Antioch. And he was there to give Christians a choice, either apostasy or death. And when St. Ignatius said, "No, I will die for the faith," Trajan said the following, "Who are you, poor devil?" And Ignatius responded by saying, "Who sets our commands at naught? Why call me a poor devil? I am not a poor devil." And then he went on to talk about how he felt so honored to be able to not only live for Christ, but to be willing to die for Christ. And we know so much of his life because over that 2,000-kilometer trek from Syria to Rome, Ignatius wrote the letters that we now have today. And these letters are an amazing testimony, not only to his faith, but how at that early time, the church truly was Catholic, both in her structure and in her ethos. Remember what Paul said in today's reading? One of the things that happens in our world is people are blind to God. They are blind to the goodness of God, to the character of God, because rather than worshiping the Creator, they end up worshiping the creature. Ignatius of Antioch understood we can never worship the creature. We have to always worship the Creator. And in one of his letters, he put it this way: "No earthly pleasures, no kingdoms of this world can benefit me in any way. I prefer death in Christ Jesus to power over the farthest limits of the earth." I prefer death to power. And of course, there's a subtle play here. Trajan, the emperor, had power over every earthly kingdom. But Ignatius says, "No, I would prefer death." Why? Because of what he goes on to say next. "Jesus, who died in place of us, is the one object of my quest. He who rose for our sakes is my one desire. The time for my birth is close at hand. Forgive me, my brothers. Do not stand in the way of my birth to real life. Do not wish me stillborn. My desire is to belong to God. Do not then hand me back to the world." It is really hard for us to live with this kind of perspective. It's hard for us to live with this kind of vision, because the world has its way of pushing us and conforming us into its mold. One of the things St. Paul said in that reading from Romans that speaks of the world is in very sobering language. Did you hear Paul talk about the wrath of God? Now, sometimes when we think of God's wrath, we think of his active wrath, that God is just going to let us have it. But God's wrath, says St. Paul, is exercised in a much more subtle way. Rather than letting us have it, so to speak, Paul says he gives us over to ourselves. And that is how, in this world, the wrath of God is so often exercised. It's not by sending lightning bolts and judgment in that sense. But it's God saying, "If you do not desire my will, then your will be done." The thing that so strikes us about St. Ignatius of Antioch is living in a world that was so absorbed with doing what the world wants, he was a man who only wanted to do what Jesus wants. One more quote from him. "My desire is to belong to God. Do not then hand me back to the world. Do not try to tempt me with material things. Let me attain pure light. Only on my arrival in heaven," said St. Ignatius, "will I be fully human." Do we have this kind of perspective on life? Or are we kind of living through this world in a daze like we are when we just get up in the morning? St. Ignatius of Antioch is the kind of spiritual caffeine we need to be kept from a kind of slumber. His example is one that inspires us today. For here in this man, one of the church's earliest martyrs, we see what it is to live a life of vision, of purpose, and perspective. And he did this his whole life long. There's a story in Mark chapter 9 where Jesus is talking to the apostles, and he says, "Unless you accept the kingdom like a little child, you cannot enter it." And then Mark tells us Jesus picked up a little child. It is believed that that little child was Saint Ignatius of Antioch, one who from the time he was a little boy until his death in Rome at a much older age allowed the embrace of Jesus to inform how he lived. May we allow Jesus to inform us to be people of commitment, passion, and this kind of holy perspective. Saint Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us.